It's not a crisis situation, but there is work to be done at the Smith School. The New York State Joint Intervention Team conducted a review of Smith back in January, finding the grade 3 through 6 school failing to make sufficient academic progress, describing it as unlikely to improve its performance under the current structure and organization. The review team leader is James Butterworth, executive director of CASDA, the Capital Area Schools Development Association, the field arm of the School of Education at the University at Albany.
Student groups that were not making adequate yearly progress at Smith were students with disabilities, along with African American and Hispanic students, and especially related to English language arts. That's what drew the attention of the State Education Department and triggered the review.
The JIT recommended the school develop and implement a restructuring plan to include changes in staff and organizational structure.
We look at seven areas: the school's curriculum, the school's instruction, the school's leadership, what's known as infrastructure, which would be things like special education and academic intervention services. That's a large category, you know, parent involvement. That's all part of infrastructure. We look at their use of data. We look at their professional development efforts. And then we look at the extent to which the district supports the school's improvement efforts. This is all based on about 100 criteria protocol that the State Education Department has the teams use during a three-day visit.
Butterworth says schools today are under increased scrutiny and pressure to meet a myriad of federal and state requirements. Among the team's key findings, academic expectations for students are generally low at Smith, and there is a lack of shared vision and mission for student success.
The school needed to improve its connections to its other schools. That is, there's a primary school, and then this is the intermediate school, and then there's a junior, senior high school. And that the connections between the schools needed to be strengthened so that a kindergarten through 12th grade perspective was taken in the district, which would definitely help the intermediate school. A lot of times a school in the middle, like a middle school, any problems didn't start there. You have to take a system view of what's going on.
School principal Mark Brenneman explains Smith has embraced the report.
We've very much taken this report to heart with our school leadership team. We've looked at the findings that we were presented from Dr. Butterworth and his team. And I think a lot of it is stuff that we've been working on diligently in our school leadership team. I think all schools with the implementation of new Common Core standards are looking at raising their expectations of students, which is one of the findings that the team did put forth for us. And I think that they also found that a lot of the stuff that we're doing, they would like to see us continue to go forward with. A lot of the embedded professional development has really been successful for our teachers. I think that what they've said is they would like to see more of that.
Now that the problems have been identified, Butterworth says the school must act.
The school needs to stay connected with the State Education Department. The findings from and the recommendations that came from this report are supposed to be considered by the school's building leadership team, which is a combination of teachers, parents, and administrators. And they are required to create something called a comprehensive education plan, which takes into account all these recommendations. And then basically they have to write the plan that says, okay, how are we going to get from where we are to where we need to be, you know, in terms of strategies and activities and timelines and all of that. Then that's submitted to the State Education Department, which then monitors periodically how the school is doing.
Butterworth will present the Joint Intervention Team findings to the Hudson City Board of Education. The report can be viewed on the State Education Department website, nysed.gov. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.